Welcome, listeners, to this episode of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name is Ken Laster. As I record this episode, I am learning the results of the election. After 4 or 5 days of waiting, it appears Joe Biden is president-elect, and I couldn't be more happier. Maybe I'll speak of that a little more in the podcast, but let us begin with an artist I've been playing quite a bit of lately. Her name is Allison Neal, an alto saxophone player. Her playing seems to have the influence of the West Coast jazz style of saxophone players like Paul Desmond. Let's listen to something from her latest release, Quietly There, featuring Peter Bernstein on guitar. And we are going to hear You Do Something to Me.
Thank you. If I should lose you, the stars would fall from the skies. If I should lose you, the leaves would wither and die. The birds in Maytime would sing a mournful refrain, and I would wander around hating the sound of the rain. With you beside me, no wind in winter would blow. With you beside me, a rose would bloom in the snow. I gave you my love, and I was living a dream, but living would seem in vain if I lost you. Thank you. I should lose you, the leaves would wither and die, the birds in Maytime would sing a mournful refrain, and I would wander around hating the sound of the rain. Beside me, the rose would bloom in the sun. I gave you my love, but I was living a dream, and living would seem in vain. If I lost you, I was living a dream.
That is a set of music from all women jazz artists, either women as a leader or the entire group being comprised of female jazz players. The last thing you heard was from Champion Fulton, not only a fine singer, but a great pianist as well. She released an album dedicated to Charlie Bird Parker. That was Birdsong is the name of the album, and we heard If I Should Lose You. Before that, we heard from a group called Artemis, and that is an all-female band featuring the likes of Renee Rosnes on piano, Anat Cohen on saxophone, Melissa Aldana also on sax, Ingrid Jensen on trumpet, Norika Ueda on bass, and Allison Miller on drums. And elsewhere on that album is Cecile McLaurin-Salvant, a great singer, but she was not on that instrumental track. And we started things out with Allison Neal from her latest release, Quietly There. Allison Neal, a saxophone player, alto sax, and we heard You Do Something to Me. And I'll dedicate that set to Kamala Harris, who is about to become our first female vice president, and a female vice president of color as well. Let's continue on with some more music. This from Billy Childs, great piano player and composer and arranger. And this is from a new release of his, entitled Acceptance, and we're going to hear a track, perhaps not a feminist kind of title, as you would think following that last set, but we are going to hear Quiet Girl. Thank you. And that one is from a new album from saxophonist Mike Casey. Young player, plays both alto and tenor. And we heard a track called Dagobah off his new album, Law of Attraction. That was previously released as a single as well. And for those of you who know Star Wars, you may have recognized the name of that piece, Dagobah, which is a planet in Star Wars where Jedi Master Yoda trained Luke Skywalker in his craft. Before that, we heard from another young jazz artist who's making quite a name for himself on the scene. He's a vibraphonist. The name is Joel Ross. He's got a new album out on Blue Note Records titled Who Are You? And we heard More. And we started out that set with Billy Childs. From his album Acceptance, we heard Quiet Girl. We're going to continue on with some fine piano players, beginning with Larry Willis, who had passed away last year, but had this album ready to be released. And the name of the album is I Fall in Love Too Easily, the final sessions at Rudy Van Gelder's studio. And we're going to hear a track called Let's Play from Larry Willis. That'll be followed by a new release from Keith Jarrett. a new release from Keith Jarrett, although from a concert I believe is at least a few years old. The name of the album is Budapest Concert, and we heard Part 12, Blues. And if you hadn't heard, Keith Jarrett has suffered a few strokes, and it has left him somewhat incapacitated and unable to continue playing piano. So that's very sad news indeed. But we have this new album to hear called Budapest Concert. Before that, we heard from Larry Willis from the album I Fall in Love Too Easily, again recorded posthumously as the great Larry Willis passed away last year. And we heard the track Let's Play. And that will about do it for this week's podcast of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name is Ken Laster. Thanks for listening, folks. And once again, let's celebrate the election of a new president of this country that will be facing many, many challenges. So we should all wish him well. We're going to finish up with another piano player, this one from San Diego, from where I am recording this podcast. His name is Joshua White. His album, 13 Short Stories, featuring Josh Johnson, Dean Hewlett, and Jonathan Pinson, kind of goes out there in the avant-garde direction, but certainly you can hear his music and understand what he is saying through his instrument. So let's close things out here this week with a composition called The Lower Case. This is Joshua White. Thank you. Thank you.